Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to The Calm Within. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league game? I mean, seriously, between world events, work deadlines, and just trying to remember where you put your keys, sometimes it feels like finding inner peace is about as realistic as winning the lottery. But here's the thing, friends. It doesn't have to be that way. We can actually cultivate a sense of calm, even in the midst of all the chaos. And that's what we're diving into today, practical stoic practices for finding inner peace when everything feels uncertain. Trust me, this isn't some airy-fairy Zen master mumbo-jumbo. We're talking real-world strategies you can implement right now to feel more grounded, centered, and in control, no matter what life throws you away. Okay, so let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your inner peace game. Number 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This isn't about burying your emotions or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about recognizing them, the good, the bad, and the downright ugly without judgment. You know that feeling when you get a surprise bill in the mail? Yeah, it's okay to feel frustrated. Don't fight those feelings, simply acknowledge them and let them pass. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. Let's face it, we can't control everything: traffic jams, rain cancellations, that coworker who steals your staple. Seriously, what is up with that? But we can control our reactions. Instead of letting those uncontrollable things steal your peace, focus on the things within your sphere of influence. Your attitude, your actions, and how you choose to respond to situations. Remember, you are the captain of your own ship. Number 3. Practice gratitude. It's so easy to get caught up in what we lack, but practicing gratitude can shift our entire perspective. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things: a delicious cup of coffee, a supportive friend, even just a clear blue sky. You'd be surprised how powerful this simple practice can be. Number 4. Live in the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future is a surefire way to lose your sense of peace. The present moment is all we truly have. So, put down your phone, step away from the screen, and really savor this moment. Listen to the birds singing, feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, be fully present in your experience. And finally, number 5. Embrace simplicity. The more we accumulate stuff, commitments, responsibilities, the heavier our mental load becomes. Strive for a life of intention and purpose, focusing on what truly matters. Declutter your space, simplify your schedule, and create room for peace within yourself. Ever feel like you're constantly running around, checking things off a never-ending to-do list? You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle work deadlines, family commitments, and personal goals all at once? It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed and stressed. But what if I told you there was a way to find calm amidst the chaos? I remember one time I had a major presentation coming up at work. My daughter was having a particularly challenging week, and my car decided to throw a wrench in the works, literally. It felt like everything was going wrong at once. But instead of freaking out, I took a deep breath, remembered these stoic practices, and focused on what I could control. My preparation for the presentation, my support for my daughter, and calling a mechanic. By focusing on those things, I managed to navigate that stressful week with more grace and composure than I expected. And you know what? It reminded me of the power of these simple yet profound practices. Even when life throws curveballs, we can choose how we respond. So, let's recap. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, live in the present moment, and embrace simplicity. These are powerful tools that can help you cultivate inner peace, no matter what challenges you face. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one stoic practice you're going to implement today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a DM on social media. And remember, keep striving for that calm within, it's worth every effort. See you in the next episode, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.